家好，我是 Jenny， 你正在收听由开言英语带来的潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hello, this is Adam, and I have a question for you all.
什么问题？
To be or not to be, that is the question.
生存还是毁灭
I guess, yeah. So this is a question that I have known. It's a very famous line from Shakespeare.
哈姆雷特
Hamlet, that I've known it my whole life, but it's never really been clear what it means.
中文我觉得翻译很 clear, 生存还是毁灭
But is that so clear? Like, you exist or you are destroyed? You exist or you be destroyed?
To exist or to die.
Or to die?
Yeah. Anyway, 我们今天不是要跟大家上英语文学课或者哲学课。
Right.
我们今天是很简单的要跟大家看看英语这个 be 动词。
Mm-hmm. Right. So this is a very, very annoying part of English.
是因为并不是所有的语言里面都需要这个 be 动词
right,
是吧
Yes, yes. Actually, I have a story about that later.
你是吗你要 save 到后面讲你的 story 啊
Oh, the story, okay. So you're right. A lot of languages, they don't always need be in the way that English does. So when I got to China, I remember sitting next to a very beautiful girl at a desk, and I wanted to communicate to her so badly. So I used some translation software to write, you are beautiful.And then show her the screen.
然后呢?
The translation software said, 你是漂亮。
对,你那个大概十年前,那个时候翻译软件也没有那么好。
Wasn't so great. So anyway, the screen with 你是漂亮, I gave it to her, and she just kind of looked at it and said, that's wrong. She didn't say thank you. Yeah, that's wrong.
Oh, 好伤心啊。
But the translation software just assumed that, okay,
be 是是
you are da 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 da.
Yeah, yeah. 对，所以对于我们很多学英语的朋友，就是我们也很容易忘记加这个 be 动词、mm-hmm. 因为在中文里面并不是所有的情况底下都需要吧。
Right.
Anyway, 但是呢 be 这个词哎呀它的作用它的这个词性其实很多啦。Mm. 我们今天的节目呢 we're going to control it or contain it,、
right.
把它局限在状态和存在这两个主要的范围里面。
Right, exactly. It's a very ambitious topic. We're going to do our best to control it.
是是，那另外的 be 的用法，比如 Adam 说，哦，你有一个朋友特别喜欢说，哦， he'll be like so annoying.
Oh, yeah, yeah. There's...
那个什么 will be like, will be doing something, 那个我们以后再说。
In my mind, this is like a 12-part series, and then maybe part 12, we can get to that really.Philosophical to be or not to be.
但我们今天说的就是 to be or not to be 啊，状态和存在嘛，对不对？好，首先我们要跟大家讲的这个 be 呢，就是 Adam 说的，你很漂亮。你这里就要说 you are beautiful.
Right.
英语里面这个 are, am, is.
Oh goodness.
I am beautiful. Right. She is beautiful. Right. They are beautiful.
Wow, you are modest.
我在举例好不好 For teaching purpose 我在教大家啦就是这些都是统称为就是 be 动词、mm-hmm. 对吗
That's right
好但是呢光讲那个也没什么意思而且语法书也很多啊、mm-hmm. 我们今天想要告诉大家的是你也直接在口语里面可以用 be
Right
比如说你一个朋友有点沮丧你说哎呀不要那么伤心开心一点嘛
Right so it's when we're telling someone what to do We、mm-hmm. always use be happy.
Yeah, 特别是 encourage 别人的时候，对不对？ Don't worry, be happy.
Right.
还有另外，我想我们很多英语学习者都耳熟能详的，小心一点。
Right, be careful.
Be careful.
Yeah.
然后我现在经常跟我儿子说的，因为男孩子开窍都很晚嘛，我经常说 be smart.
Oh, wow, yeah.
但我这里说的 smart 不是要他们多聪明，而是要他们用常识 common sense, 你知道吧？
I guess, yeah. So my parents always told me be careful. They never told me be smart. But you could say, like, you know, we should be smart about this.
对，就是要明智一点，就我说的要有 common sense,、
right.
要有常识啊，
yeah,
对吧？
Yeah, yeah.
危险的事情不要做 be smart.
Right.
比如前两天我大儿子，我带他去买球鞋，他一定要买一双最白最白的球鞋。我说 be smart, 你这个两天就脏了。
Right,
对
yeah.
Yeah, so be smart about something.
Right.
好，那另外一个 encouragement, 我觉得特别特别好的。Be amazing.
Oh, wow. Hey, guys, you know, I want everyone here to be amazing.
Be amazing.、Yeah. 老板可以这样鼓励员工，然后朋友之间、闺蜜之间、哥们之间 be amazing.
Right, right. That's good. Other one we could hear is be reasonable.
我觉得在一个人很不 reasonable 的时候听到别人跟他说 be reasonable、
yeah.
会让他更不 reasonable.
Right, yeah. It's not a fun thing to hear. But if you do hear it, maybe it's time to think, am I being unreasonable?、
嗯、对对对。所以 reasonable 就是讲道理是吧、嗯中文我们说哎你讲讲道理行不行、mm. So in English, we can just say, be reasonable.
Right, right.、Yeah. When I asked Jenny for that fifth raise this year, be reasonable.
好那我们看了很多 be 怎么怎么样 in the positive 肯定的以后呢其实它也可以 don't be、
right.
否定来用。
Sure, sure. So before we said be happy, we could also say don't be sad.
Yeah, 这倒是 don't be 后面我们一般都是跟一个 negative 的因为你要 double negative.
Yeah.
你要双重否定。
Maybe you could say don't be so happy.
Because 不要太得意不要高兴的过早。
Because there's bad news coming or
right,
something.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, don't be so happy. yeah. But you're right. Usually it is don't be angry. Don't be sad. Don't be so negative.
啊、对不要那么消极。Or don't be so unreasonable.
Yeah, don't be so amazing.
我们前面说你讲讲道理 be reasonable.、Mm. 那如果你要否定的就可以 don't be so unreasonable.
Right.
你不要那么不讲道理
Right.
对不对
Oh, geez, how many negatives?
You know, I love my double negatives.
Yeah, they're good.
负负得正嘛哈。好的，那刚刚其实我们给大家举的例子都是 be 加上一个形容词。
Right.
其实 be 后面也可以直接加名词啊，特别是加一些人称代词 pronouns.
Well, this is before it's grammar, right? We needed that be to connect with a verb.Right, connect、mm. with the point of our speech. But here, this is where we're getting into the more, here's the word I'm going to drop, existential.
存在
Exist, right?
存在的意义
Right, so we're talking about, you know, to be Adam, to be Jenny.
Be yourself.
Be yourself.
I love being myself.
Whoa, geez.
做自己是最好的。
Right.
所以这里你看 be 后面我们加一个人称代词就像 Adam 说的是你的这个存在我们在刷存在感。
Right, right. Oh, I'm thinking about The Lion King. There's a very famous song, I Can't Wait to Be King.
Oh,
so he's got to be the king.
对对对 be the king.
But I also think that that was based on Hamlet.、So that's pretty cool.
对你讲到 be the king 啊其实我们经常也加一个 title, 比如 I want to be the boss, 我想做老板。
Yeah, we all want to be the boss.
或者就是工作嘛 I want to be a teacher,、mm-hmm. I want to be a 什么对不对、
right.
I want to be a pilot.
Right,、right.
好再回到那个存在感呢哈前面说做自己、be yourself.
Just be yourself.Yeah, so maybe you know, your friend is going on a date and your friend is very nervous. Oh, what should I say? You know, I don't know what to say. I don't know. Just be yourself.
Just be yourself.
Right.
对，讲到约会 dating 的这个例子啊，比如是比较 old fashioned， 做我的女朋友吧 ，be my girlfriend.
Yeah, well, yeah, be my girlfriend, be my Valentine.
Oh, yeah. 是、yeah. 情人节的时候是吧
？All the Valentine's cards that we used to get at school, they probably still say "be my Valentine."
Be my Valentine. 啊，做我的。什么什么，be my wife.
I don't know if I can be your wife, Jenny.
Again, 举例举例、
oh, right, right,
I'm 举例。求婚可以这样很霸气的吗 ？Be my wife.
Yeah, it's probably okay. It's just I don't think you can ask a guy to be your wife.
哎，那其实 be 我们也可以用在问句里面，对吧 ？Can you be my girlfriend?
So this,
Will you be my wife?
Right. So this is good tip there. We're not going to get too deep into the grammar, but whenever you see can or will or should,
yeah,
it's almost always going to be be.
Be.
So it's I hear so many students say, you know, will you to be? Can you to be?、
Mm.
Will you being? So it's almost always can you be? I can be. I will be. I should be.
比如刚刚的 Can you be my girlfriend?
Right, yeah.
Will you be my wife?
Right, right.
或者我们之前举的那些 adjective 的例子 Be happy. Can you just be happy?
Right.
是吧你不能就开心、oh, yeah. Can you be more reasonable?
Right.
对这些都可以用啊。好 let's move on to be the cousin or variant.
Yes, okay. So you might have heard us say beingA little bit here.
就是 B-E-I-N-G.
Right. This is where we are getting into a little bit more philosophy here. Being.
哲学
Because this is a noun.、
Mm.
For all, you can think about it as a verb too, but it is a noun. Being.
我记得我们前段时间不是做过一个就是单身的节目嘛、mm-hmm. 然后里面说单身的人单身的状态
Right.
当时你跟大家说英语里面会说 being single
Right, right. So states are nouns. The state of being single, the state of being sad.
State 就是一种状态
Right.
啊。
Right, so being single is a state.
啊，比如我是一个女生、
mm-hmm.
Being a woman 作为一位女性
Right,
对不对
Right, that is kind of a longer term state. Your whole life is...
就是 continuous、mm. 是一个持久的持续的状态
right, right. Exactly, exactly. States have different lengths, so you are probably going to be a woman...
For the rest of my life.
Right, and maybe you could be single.
对，但是像 being single or being married,、mm-hmm. being in a relationship, 这个状态 might change.
It might change. Being rich, being poor,、one day you will be poor, one day you will be rich.
Being rich, being poor,、mm.Right.
But being alive, ideally being alive is a long term.
活着对不对 Being、right. alive.、好那看完了这些状态以后啊、mm. Adam 其实 being 后面也可以加地方对吗
Right, like I used to always say I love being in China. I didn't stop loving that. I just was no longer in China. So it's really, it's a state as well.
对也是一个状态、right. 啊。但是这里要注意因为你后面跟的是一个地方、mm. 所以呢 being 后面我们另外要加一个 in 就是 I am 那个介词的 in.
Right, now keep in mind we often use in someplace or in something for more abstract situations, abstract states as well, like being in a relationship.
哦、oh, ，对，刚刚那个在一段关系里面、mm. 确实前面也是介词、
right.
对吧或者你真的就是一个不 abstract, 不抽象是一个很具体 concrete 的地方、mm. 比如、
right.
being in the office.
Right.
Being at home.
Right, exactly. I love being at home. She loves being in the office.
对，这些也可以啊。Mm-hmm. 好那其实讲到状态啊刚刚我们看的是一些比较 continuous, 那 being, 其实它也常常来形容一个可能很短暂就是现在是吧你要 emphasize 现在的这个状态。
Right, so we were just talking about longer term things, but a question we always get is why do we native speakers or why do we hosts say things like, he is being silly?
Oh,
and not just he is silly.
Silly, 对对对，这个问题特别好。
It's a good one. I mean, this almost could be part 10 of our 12-part series. But this one is talking about something that's very, very short term. So if he is being silly, it means usually he's not. But right now, he is.
Exactly. 所以 Adam 刚刚举的这个例子啊，说，哎，这个人现在好疯啊，然后傻傻的，对不对？
Right.
He is being silly.
Right.
我们这里不说 he is silly.是因为 if you say he is silly 就是他平时都这样
he's always like that
但是 he is being silly、mm-hmm. 就是 at this moment、
right.
你要 emphasize 你要强调的是、啊、他现在
right and the other aspect of this is that it's almost always negative so when we're talking about silly here we don't mean like hey 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 kids
哎这倒是、啊、
it's more like he's being silly like he's not being reasonable
or like why are you being so unreasonable
we keep coming back to this
不讲道理
it's a very useful word. Why are you being unreasonable? Exactly. So usually this person is very reasonable, but right now, for some reason, they are being unreasonable.
Or why are you being so angry? 就说你平时不是一个脾气不好的人、
right.
对不对 But why are you being so angry right,
right.
now?
Right.
Why are you being so weird? 那么奇怪 Once again, giving examples.
Right, right, right. Right. right, right. So yes, this is language that we do tend to use when we are in fights.
对，我觉得这挺有意思的，因为你说他都是跟一些比较负面的情绪哈，一些状态。比如一个人他如果突然特别高兴，我们很少说 Why are you being so happy?
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
是吧？
Exactly.
很少那样说。
It's interesting. Interesting.
Interesting. Well.To be or not to be,
to be,
and being is very interesting.
I was going to say, to be or not to be interesting, that is the question.
to be or not to be unreasonable.
Oh, yes.
好的，那我们希望今天这期短短的节目教了大家 be 和 being 在口语里面非常典型的一些用法啊。那节目的最后呢，我们要跟我们所有亲爱的听众朋友说 be good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, be good, kids.
Be good, kids. Yeah, be good. That's a great phrase. We should have really leaned into that more.
Be good 意思就是也不是做好人， it's more like be good, take care.
Take care, yeah.
Take care 差不多是吧？ Okay, be good, everyone. Be awesome.
Be all that you can be.
Be amazing. Mm-hmm. Be yourself.
Right.
好不好？ And we will still be ourselves doing this show next time. 好，那其实我们每次的节目也很希望看到大家的留言，跟你们一起互动。所以你可以在我们的开言英语 app 或者开言英语的微信公众号给我们写下你的问题，或者你今后要听什么节目一些 suggestions. We look forward to reading them. Thank you for listening. See you next time.
All right, bye guys.